We're doing Brachot, we're up to Yudah Amud Beis, the bottom of the page, one line from the bottom. Amar Ula Ula said, Kol HaKoy Kachma B'lo Tfilin Kilumei Dedu Tshekel Batzmo. Whoever says Kriya Shema without donning tefillin, it's as though he's bearing false testimony. It's unclear whether it literally means against himself, because he's saying I should be wearing tefillin and he's not, or that's a nice way of saying he's towards heaven. Amar B'chia B'Rabba Amar Rav Yochanan. Rabbi says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, it's like he did an incomplete sacrifice, either an ola without a mincha, a zevach without nesachim, but the idea is he's doing something incomplete. He's reading Shema, and when he reads Shema, he should be donning tefillin. We say not only for Shema, but also for Shmona Esrei, one should don tefillin.
This doesn't mean like all this is a Kriya Shema, right? It
means in the morning, right?
The first one, or?
The question is if you do it for the sake of being Yotze the mitzvah.
If you want to be, and you're doing it for the Yotze the tefillin.
You should be doing it with tefillin on, correct. Rabbi Yochanan said, whoever wants to accept the yoke of heaven in a complete form, yipane, he should relieve himself, go to the bathroom first. V'yitol yadav, then wash his hands. V'yanech tefillin, and then don tefillin. V'yikra kriyat shma, and read shma. V'yitpalel, and then say shmona esrei. V'zoi malchut shamayim shlema. This is accepting the yoke of heaven in a complete form. You're preparing yourself physically. You're washing your hands. You're preparing yourself spiritually. You're donning tefillin. You're performing the mitzvah you're about to read about, and you're accepting Om Malchut Shamayim as you read Shema, and then you're Sumech Gula LeTefillah right after Shema. You say Shmoneh Esrei. Now remember, in Chazal's time, when you came to Shul, what you had was Baruch Hu. Prayer started with Baruch Hu. It's a later edition that would say Pesukei Dezimra and everything else. So Baruch Hu, Birchos Kriya Shema, Shema, Shmoneh Esrei. I didn't say that. No. Whoever relieves himself, washes his hands, dons tefillin and reads Shema, then says Shmona Esrei Maaleh Al Hakatuv. The verse considers it as though kilu bana mizbech v'ekriv alav korban. It's as though he built an altar where it's permissible and brought a sacrifice. Tichtiv, as the verse says in Tehillim, Echatz b'nikayon kapav asovavah mizbacha Hashem. I wash in the cleanliness of my hands and surround your altar, Hashem. So the idea that I washed and then I went and did what I was supposed to do in accepting the yoke of heaven is as though I built an altar, surrounded your altar, Hashem. Amar le Rava, lo savar lamar, don't you hold ke'ilu taval, that it's as though he immersed his whole body, dichtiv erchatz benikayon, I wash in the cleanliness. It doesn't just say I wash my hands. It says I wash in the cleanliness. So then the idea is that if I wash my hands in preparation for prayer, it's as though I actually went to mikvah, as though I immersed my whole body in preparation. Ravina asked Rava, has the rabbi noticed Tai Tzubam Rabbanan, that sharp student, Data Mimarava, who came from the west, from Israel? He taught that whoever doesn't have water available before Shmoneh Esrei can wash his hands with earth or with rocks or with twigs. Amalei Shapir Kama. So Rava says he's right. Michtiv echatz b'mayim. Does the verse say I wash my hands with water? Benikayon k'tiv kol midi de monkey. It says I wash in cleanliness. Anything that'll cleanse your hands is fine. Now, l'chatchila, we wash our hands with a cup. We do netilas yadayim before every Shmona Esrei. Before a person goes to mincha, he should wash his hands with a cup. Before Ma'ariv, before he should wash it with a cup. But if he doesn't have that, so then he could cleanse them in any way he can. He could use fresh wipes. Rav Chista laita mandem hadramaya. Rava says, my father-in-law, Rav Chista, would curse anyone who wasted the time and would lose his tefillah b'tzibur because he was busy looking for water be'idan sluta at the time of Shmoneh Esrei. Nehani mili lekriyat shma. When do I say that you shouldn't waste time and look for water? That's for Shema. But for prayer, you do have to invest a certain amount to get water, to prepare yourself for prayer. Vad kama? How far do you have to exert yourself? Ad parsa? You have to exert yourself the amount it would take you to walk a distance of 72 minutes to obtain water, to cleanse your hands for prayer. And that's assuming that you're, that's the direction you're headed, meaning you got to get to work. You're going a distance of 72 minutes. Over there, you'll have water to wash your hands anyway. So wait, don't daven now. Get to that distance, and 72 minutes later, you'll wash your hands. That's the direction you want to go anyways. So then that's the amount you have to exert yourself. 72 minutes journey in the direction you were going anyways, in order to have water to wash your hands for Shmoneh Esrei. Aval la'achorei, but if we're talking about going in the opposite direction from where you're headed, afilu mileno chozel, you don't have to travel backwards even 18 minutes. Uminan, from here you understand, milu deino chozel, you don't have to travel backwards 18 minutes. Hapachot mimil chozel, but if it's a distance that's less than 18 minutes backwards, that you should travel to get water, to wash your hands for Shmoneh Esrei. So what we saw today is that one has to wear tefillin for his Shema, and we added Shmoneh Esrei. And that's, if a person goes to the bathroom, washes his hands, wears tefillin, reads Shema, and says Shmoneh Esrei, that's accepting the yoke of heaven in a whole form, and it's as though he built an altar and brought a sacrifice. And we said that if you don't have water to wash your hands, you could clean with anything that cleanses, but water is preferable to the point where you would travel up to 18 minutes in the wrong direction to obtain water to wash your hands for Shmoneh Esrei. So people are in error when they don't take this halacha seriously. People should. It's a wondrous thing to me that people don't take this seriously. You could see people standing in the front of the Beis Medrash, comes time for Minchah or Ma'ariv, no one budges, no one goes back to wash their hands. So we'll assume that they're all conserving water.